The Energy Composites Corporation announced last month that it had signed a letter of intent to acquire land and build a factory in the firm's home city of Wisconsin Rapids. The announcement said the company and the city were trying to reach final agreement. Today, during a news conference at a wind energy trade show in Chicago, Governor Jim Doyle went ahead and promoted the partnership.
You take a community like Wisconsin Rapids that has a long, great tradition in manufacturing, has very hard-working, highly skilled people, has a good educational system, including a good technical college system, and the company, they told me, have worked out the training program with the local technical colleges on exactly what they need to get the people trained and ready to go.
Doyle says Energy Composites may eventually employ 1,000 people. The president of Energy Composites, Jamie Mansell, cautions that Wisconsin Rapids still has to vote on a financial aid package for his firm. Governor Doyle says there are more than 200 Wisconsin firms that are suppliers in the wind energy business. At the Chicago conference, the New North Economic Development Group from northeastern Wisconsin is trying to recruit new wind business to the state. Executive Director Jerry Murphy says Wisconsin can compete.
Wisconsin has this fantastic tradition of producing really highly engineered, unique components.
Murphy says about 24 Wisconsin companies have joint or individual booths at the Chicago Wind Power Conference. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.